Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Force is with Banco Cinemas. The Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas, Arts Quest Center, Steeltax, Bethlehem, had six screenings each of Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back, 40th Anniversary, and Black Panther on August 7th, 8th, and 9th. Banco Cinemas became the first indoor movie theater in the Lehigh Valley to reopen in the nearly 5 months since March 19, when Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf ordered non-life-sustaining businesses in Pennsylvania to close their physical locations in an attempt to mitigate the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan Hill, ArtsQuest programming director, said in a phone interview that the decision to reopen Banco Cinemas was a, quote, confluence of Disney making their repertoire available and the final weekend of 2020 Music Fest, end quote. Disney re-released Star Wars Episode V and Black Panther August 7th through 13. Banco Cinemas opted to screen the movies August 7, 8, and 9 only, said ArtsQuest's Ryan Hill. We felt once Music Fest is over, the staff deserves a break. 2020 Music Fest, a hybrid of live, streamed, and broadcast concerts and in-person food vendors at Steelstax, ran July 31 through August 9. It's not an experiment, said Ryan Hill of ArtsQuest's reopening Banco Cinema. Quote, we feel confident in what we've put in place regarding safety measures, end quote. Banco Cinemas will reopen once movie studios resume rolling out new releases on a regular basis to movie theaters. Banco Cinemas' website had listed Mulan and Tenet, two highly anticipated movie releases, as, quote, coming soon. Disney's live-action Mulan, which was to be released August 21st as summer 2020's first blockbuster, will be available September 4 on Disney Plus at a cost of $29.99 for premium access in addition to the Disney Plus subscription service cost. Director Christopher Nolan's Tenet, set to open August 12th, is now to open September 3 in movie theaters. Quote, if that opening date for Tenet holds, then we will reopen. We'd like to play that movie, said ArtsQuest's Ryan Hill. After that, it's going to depend on what's out there, said Ryan Hill. The movie-going experience at Banco Cinemas was quite different for Star Wars Episode V. Each of the Banco Cinemas was limited to 25 persons. The Banco Red Cinema holds 200. The Banco Blue Cinema holds 100. Quote, we were ready to open in early July, said ArtsQuest Ryan Hill. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, on July 15, ordered indoor capacity limited to a maximum of 25. At Banco Cinemas, face masks were required by staff and moviegoers, social distancing was in force, and not only for lightsaber battles when Star Wars Episode V was on the screen. Seating was every other row, at least two seats were empty between moviegoers. Aisle seats were empty, moviegoers stayed 6 feet apart. Banco Cinemas were cleaned between each screening. Bathrooms were cleaned hourly. ArtsQuest followed the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local guidelines. Said ArtsQuest's Ryan Hill, looking to the possibility of a coronavirus vaccine or a time when the pandemic is brought under control, quote, when we get on the other side of this, there's going to be a glut of cinema, unquote. And I'll give that 5 popcorn boxes out of 5 popcorn boxes. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.